This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We're seeing at least a little bit of follow-through from the strength we saw yesterday. We got corn up about a penny, beans trading slightly a little bit higher, wheat market's a little bit consolidating. The U.S. dollar was down hard recently. It's kind of stabilizing. Today's focus is probably going to be more on the macro picture. We have the Fed meeting here ends today at 1 o'clock. We're going to probably find out what the Fed does. It is like a 97% chance, or the trade believes 90% chance that they're going to cut the interest rates at least a quarter point. There's a few out there think it could be as much as a half point. That's probably not going to be the main headline, though. It is the press conference afterwards. If it's a dovish, press conference or more of a hawkish press conference, it's probably going to have a big impact on the interest rates, impact on the dollar, which could have a definitely an impact on the grain market.
Has the price movement in the grain market this week so far played out how you thought it would have following the report on Friday, or has it looked a little different than you thought it would?
Well, in general, it's an interesting situation. The report was definitely bearish. Finding those extra acres of corn definitely surprised the market again, just like it did in August. But you didn't see the market break hard because you still have a lot of concern or belief that this crop is going to get a little bit smaller.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more. December corn up 1.25 at 4:30 3/4. November soybeans up 0.75 at 10:50 1/2. October soybean meal up 2 cents at 287.80. October soybean oil down 76 cents at 51.93. Chicago wheat unchanged at 534 even. Minneapolis wheat down 3 cents at 574. Kansas City hard red wheat down a penny at 522.5. December oats up a penny at 320 even. On the Merck, October live cattle down 80 cents at 232.65. October feeder cattle down $1.28 at 353.03. October lean hogs up 40 cents at 97.78. October pork cutout unchanged at 103.10. Class 3 milk up 7 cents at 16.72. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.